Hey there, it's Kylie Coyle with Dugout Talk. For those people who have played softball or baseball in their life have thought this question probably 1,000 times, which is harder, softball or baseball? But of course, the sport they play is the sport they're going to choose. So to help me answer this very old question is Jill Ogden from the Turlock High School Varsity Softball Team and Sean Gilbert of the Turlock High School Varsity Baseball Team. Both of these coaches have at least 10 years of experience on their hands. So let's see if they know their stuff. Stick around to find out. Maybe they'll answer this side that you're hoping for. Softball and baseball. So similar, but so different. The rules of the game are very close. 3 strikes, you're out. 4 balls, you walk. All of these are called by the behind-the-plate umpire. And then there's, of course, the 9 positions. Pitcher, catcher, first base, second base, shortstop, third base, left field, right field, and lastly, center field. The base umpire calls the batter safer out in this case. There can be up to 4 umpires on the field at once, but you generally only see this in MLB games. Now let's talk about how they are different. As was said in the beginning of the topic, there are 4 balls to a walk and 3 strikes to an out, but let's go further into detail about this subject. It takes 3 outs to get out of an inning, but these innings can take longer to get out of depending on key factors, such as field errors, running errors, or coaching errors. The amount of innings for softball and baseball are also different. An average baseball game takes 9 innings, with the exclusion of extra innings to get out of a tiebreaker. An average softball game lasts 7 innings, also with the exception that there is no need for extra innings. The innings is just one of the small differences. In comparison to a baseball, a softball is much larger. The softball size is 12 inches, 7 ounces, and a baseball size is 7.5 centimeters, 5 ounces. This means that a softball player has to have more force on impact of the softball to make it go further. The baseball field can be 350 to 420 feet away from home plate, which is much smaller than a softball field, which would be 195 to 220 feet away from home plate. This means the infield size would be a lot smaller in comparison. A baseball infield is about 500 feet squared, and a softball infield is about 2,900 feet squared. That's a whopping 2,100 square feet difference. The infield of a baseball field is also mostly composed of grass, with the exception of dirt around the bases, baselines, pitcher's mounds, and home plate. On the other hand, a softball infield is composed of 100% dirt. Once on base, the base runners of softball and baseball have different rules to lead off the bag. Softball players have to stay on the bag until the pitch is delivered out of the pitcher's hand. But a baseball player can lead off the bag before the pitcher even gets the sign from the coach or the catcher. The runners of softball have to run 60 feet to the next bag, or to get from home to home, it takes 240 feet. Baseball runners have 90 feet to each bag, or 360 feet from home to home. The softball defense also has less time to react. In retrospect, the batter ball velocity can come off the bat at 100 miles per hour. The defense reaction time has to be 0.61 seconds. The infielders have a tough challenge. They have only 3.1 seconds to field the ball cleanly, throw across the field, and have the first baseman make a complete catch at first. This is faster than an MLB player has to reach first, which is normally 4.3 seconds. On a slap hit, the infield has even less time. The slap hitter gets a running start towards the ball, which is known as a crossover step. This lets the slap hitter overcome the resting inertia that a normal batter would have. Slap hitters can reach speeds of up to 19 miles per hour and can reach first base in 2.65 seconds. This means that if a third baseman takes more than 1.5 seconds to field the ball, then the runner would be safe at first. Slap hitters also give the defense a sense of urgency, which makes error more likely to happen. Some people may have the counter-argument that hitting a baseball is the hardest thing to do in sports, but let's see if that's true. To help the study, I did a little research on softball pitches versus baseball pitches. Adam Jorgensen, a baseball pitcher from Cal State Fullerton, and Jenny Finch, a softball pitcher who is a 2-time All-Star athlete, is going to put this to the test. First is to see how much force the ball generates when it impacts a pressure plate. Adam Jorgensen, with his 95-mile-per-hour fastball, will be the first to go. The 95-mile-per-hour fastball generates 2,411 pounds of force when it hits the plate. Then it was Jenny Finch's turn to see if her pitch would generate more force or less force. Jenny Finch could pitch the ball 70 miles per hour. Jorgensen's pitch generated 2,411 pounds of force, but Jenny Finch's first pitch broke the machine. Obviously, the biggest difference in softball versus baseball is the pitching mound. The question has been said to me several times, isn't it harder to play baseball because the pitch is going faster than a softball pitch? But now it's time to see if that's true. The baseball mound is 60 feet 6 inches away from home plate. This mound is also slightly raised above the ground, so the pitcher can have downward momentum to get the ball across the plate even faster. I discovered that an elite baseball pitcher can throw a fastball up to 105 miles per hour. A softball pitching mound is 43 feet away from home plate. An elite softball pitcher can pitch a softball 70 miles per hour, which has the equivalent to a 105 mile per hour baseball, because the pitching mound is much closer. This means that at only 43 feet away, a softball pitch reaches the plate at 35 hundredths of a second. This is actually faster than a 100 mile per hour baseball takes to reach home plate, which means a softball player has only about 25 milliseconds to decide to swing or take the pitch. This is about 55% less time than an MLB player has to react to their own pitch. This podcast would not have been possible if it wasn't for DeMarini. Go get their CFSN DeMarini bat, available for $349.99 on DeMarini.com. This carbon fiber bat comes in a drop 11 and a drop 10. Go get one before it's too late. Now it's time for everyone's favorite part, which is harder. To help me fully explain, I brought in Coach Sean Gilbert, Coach Jalongden, and a softball player from the Pittman High School varsity softball team, Emily Espinoza. First to interview is Coach Sean Gilbert. I'm here with the Turlock High School varsity head coach for baseball. So Sean Gilbert, what sport do you think is harder, softball or baseball, in your own opinion?
Okay, I think that softball is probably harder from a hitter's perspective because you cannot see the release point from the pitcher. If you're releasing a softball at your knee, it's hard for a hitter to read spin. And so I know as a hitter in baseball, that release point is key. You can pick up the release point from a pitcher's hand as well as determine whether it's fastball or breaking ball. So I think hitters in softball definitely have a more challenging time trying to hit underhand fast pitch.
I was unable to get a sit-down interview with Coach Jalongden, but I got a quick statement from her through text message. When I asked her which was harder, softball or baseball, she said softball, end quote. And as to why she said this, she explained, the pitchers are closer, throw harder, and can pitch more often. Also, because the bases are closer, so speed is a big advantage, end quote. Lastly, she jokingly said, easier to coach because we don't have to wear a team uniform, end quote. I got a few laughs out of that one. The last person on my interview list is Emily Espinoza. Let's see what she has to say about the number one question being asked today. I did manage to get a sit-down interview with her. I'm here with Emily Espinoza of the Pittman varsity softball team, and I'm going to ask her the question of what sport do you think is harder, softball or baseball?
Softball.
Okay, and why do you think softball is harder?
Because the ball for softball is, like, more dense, you know, and it makes it harder to, like, hit further so that, like, you have to, like, actually have, like, power and, like good like technique and everything to like actually like hit the ball far instead of just like throwing a baseball and having it go like 100 meters. So yeah.
Okay. Thank you for your response.
Yep.
Well, that's it for today's episode. A special thanks goes out to Jill Ogden and Sean Gilbert, and I want to wish them both a great season. Please like and subscribe if you enjoyed this podcast. If you want to listen to more or maybe want to listen again, Dugout Talk will be available on iTunes for download. Thanks for listening, and I can't wait to see you back next time.